I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.co.uk. This is Internet Marketing. Now, before we start today, we'd like to encourage anyone looking for help with their digital marketing to get in touch with Site Visibility. Whether you have a burning digital marketing question or you're looking for an agency to work with, they'd love to hear from you. Give them a call, +44 1273 733 433, or you can fill out the form at sitevisibility.co.uk/contact, or you can talk to either Scott or Sean via the live chat function on the site. They would be happy to help. Now, today I'm joined by Glasgow-based SEO expert Craig Campbell. Craig, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm glad it's Friday. So, yeah. Even better for it being Friday.
Yes, Fridays are nice, aren't they? So I assume you are actually up in Glasgow at the moment, are you?
Yes, I'm up in Glasgow at the moment. So, yeah, I'm based up here, but I do travel around a lot. It's a lot of people think I'm miles away, but it's 40 minutes in a flight to London, so it's not so bad.
Yeah. People forget, don't they, sometimes, that, I've got to get the train to... They're in London. Oh, I've got to get a train to Glasgow or Edinburgh. They could fly in about 35 minutes for probably about the same... Probably cheaper, actually, than going via train. Have to ask, what's the weather doing in Glasgow right now?
I like to always say it's sunny in Glasgow, but it's not. I would be lying. It's pretty bad. It's raining today. It's been raining all week. And I think we've got supposed to have a bit of sun tomorrow and 17 degrees, but that's as good as it really gets up here, sadly.
But at least it looks very pretty, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a nice place, nice people, nice scenery. But weather-wise, I wouldn't be coming here in a rush if you're looking for a suntan.
So tell us about yourself and how you got started.
So I've been in this industry for about 17 years now. Started off working in a small company. It wasn't an SEO company or anything like that. And they started to get a website, and they employed a graphic designer to try and make flyers and build up the business. And also, when I was growing up, so I'm 39 just now, so when I was growing up, there wasn't a huge... We didn't have any internet or any mobile phones or anything like that. So when I became about 17, 18, dial-up connection came out and stuff like that, and it was like mind-blowing. And, being able to look at your house in Google Maps and, talk to girls on MSN was mind-blowing for me. And I became really obsessed with just the internet in general and just weird things that you could do, like look at your house, talk to people. And obviously I was working in a place that had a website, and I tried to kind of take ownership of that side of things, because back then no one really knew what they were doing.
Yeah,
kind of just evolved from there. I started just lurking about in forums, and I would have said I started off as a web guy. I wasn't very, very good at it, and then started to take a bigger interest in the digital marketing side of things, and probably wasted 5 or 6 years of my time learning, making mistakes, and kind of finding out a lot more about it. And then obviously by that time, that's when SEO was really starting to kick in, and people are starting to take it seriously, and it's just developed from there. As I say, I worked in-house For a while, just messing about with websites and stuff wasn't anything special. And then one day I took the plunge and said, I can make some money for myself doing this. And spent 3 or 4 years working in the bedroom, really, you know, developing myself and stuff like that. And then I went on to having an agency, which was reasonably successful, but it really wasn't for me, managing staff and, you know, a whole load of stress and trying to be a full service digital marketing agency. So I've changed it now and now focus on affiliate marketing, consultancy and training courses. So that's the kind of short way to my career path.
You mentioned the dial up there, and I always have very fond memories of the dial up days and the sound that those, was it 56 baud modems used to make?
Yeah.
You can go online, can't you? And you can find recordings of those. They sound quite sort of antique these days. And I always remember the first time we got broadband and what an absolute revelation it was. It was amazing to be able to surf the web and kind of not have to worry about your phone bill. It's absolutely amazing. But you mentioned your sort of journey from a sort of, I think you described yourself as a web guy, as a general web guy, to specifically marketing. And I'd like to focus in on that, if that's okay, because we've got a lot of listeners who are sort of probably at that stage where they're sort of fascinated by the web, they're interested in the marketing side of things, and they're looking to either get into a career or possibly set up yourself. So let's talk a little bit more about that. You mentioned that you started your own business, but it wasn't really for you. Tell us a bit more about that.
I'd done a few years freelance in the house, you know, had decent clients, and then before I knew it, I started to hire a content writer, a sales guy to deal with the leads, a web guy. And before I knew it, I ended up being in an office, and at one point I had 17 staff. And it was like one of those weird things. I didn't set out. I've never had any aspirations to be a business owner as such. You know, just as things evolve, you end up getting a content writer. Yeah, because I was more dealing with the clients and invoicing reports. And yeah, it wasn't deliberate. I just found myself with more and more staff, and it just built from there. And that went on for a few years till there came a point where I actually felt it was hampering my SEO knowledge, because I felt that I didn't have time to, you know, immerse myself in SEO. And that's what I really love. You know, I love going to conferences or masterminds and talking to other SEOs and getting ideas and implementing them. And I felt that running an agency was pulling me away from that.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was affecting my skills and knowledge, in my opinion as well.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? So did you find yourself sort of, you're more sort of bogged down in the day-to-day running of the business as opposed to as you say, implementing ideas and things? And I hate this phrase, but being a thought leader is very TED-ish, isn't it?
Yeah. I think, you know, it's good to, like, because I believe that I was the driving force behind the business as the SEO, because most of the stuff was all SEO focused. You know, I didn't work on the business. I was working in the business, and I had the whole setup all wrong, that, you know, the structure, and there's no one else to blame bar me. But what I felt I was getting bogged down with was, because it was a full service agency that I'd tried to set up doing web design and stuff, I felt that 80% of my time was wasted talking to clients, fighting with clients about changes on web design. And I wasn't, and my thought process and way of working was, design websites, I wasn't that fussed on making profit as such on the websites. It then allowed me the in to do the SEO, which is where, you know, signing them up on the monthly retainer was more of interest to me. So I was basically wasting 80%, if not more, of my time on something that was making me little to no money. And the whole model, you know, and obviously when you're starting out, you know, I've not went to business classes or school or anything like that. And you know, I think it was all quite ego-driven. You know, I thought at one point it was quite cool to have 10, 15 staff.
Yeah.
And 10. And, you know, I was a bit of a control freak and stuff like that. You know, everything had to come through me. I didn't delegate properly. And you can't scale a business when you have that mentality. And I've you know, I keep telling other people that have got agencies, you need to work on the business rather than in the business. You need to get the right team around you, surround yourself with the right people and spot your weaknesses and, you know, employ people to cover those weaknesses. And I would have done a hell of a lot better had given myself a good shake and, you know, but you don't know what you don't know. And it was an experience, but I just found that, you know, I ended up with stress, anxiety, and to end up getting medication for it because I you know, I came to a point where I was at breaking point and decided, that this is not for me.
So how did that process go, Craig? Was it sort of a, obviously you started to realise fairly early on, did you make that change quite quickly or did you sort of graduate it?
No, it probably took me about 2 or 3 years to swivel it round to the way I wanted. You know, I had to then, you know, start, you know, getting rid of staff, getting rid of services that we were promoting. You know, I didn't want to do any form of web design whatsoever. So I quickly eliminated the web design side of things and slowly done it. You know, there's no quick fix where you can just shut up shop and start, you know, promoting yourself. The problem I had was as well, and it's one of the reasons that I've self-branded myself, is I was hiding behind an agency name. No one knew who I was. I always wanted to be that guy in the background running the business, you know, the evil puppet master, you know, didn't want to be well-known. And, I think that was a bad thing as well. If I had built up a brand like, I built my name up now, it would have probably been a lot quicker and a lot easier to be able to switch. But, no one knew who I was. I went down the whole self-branding route as well. So I completely rebranded and started doing public speaking and building myself up as an authority rather than, you know, some agency. Because, I think hiding behind an agency isn't good if you want to be an affiliate marketer and an authoritative person within the industry. So, I completely rebranded and everything, but it took a few years to get to where I am.
Yeah, sure. So it's almost like Craig Campbell is now the brand, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Is there a big difference between promoting yourself as a brand and promoting an agency as a brand?
Probably not. I mean, I just think, you know, I'll tell you the, one of my thought processes behind doing the self-branding. I had a sales guy working for me while I had the agency, and he wanted to leave and start up on his own. And he did, and he done it successfully, and it was all good, and everything was all good. We parted in good terms and everything. But it gave me a fright that this guy had the rapport with all the clients. And I was phoning clients saying, this guy's now left, you know, I'm going to be your point of contact. And people were saying to me, who are you? And I thought, oh, that's could be dangerous. Not that anything happened in that instance, but, you know, I kind of left myself exposed. And I think when you're going to delegate stuff out and get a team to build around you, I think it was more important for me to build my brand so that people knew it was me and I wouldn't ever be in that position again, even though I'm delegating stuff out. So I think if you do that behind an agency, no one knows who you are, and, you know, someone could pull the rug from under your feet, so to speak. And, you know, that's why I'm down the kind of self-branding route.
Yeah. So what would you say, Craig, because I'm sure we've got some listeners out here that might be in a similar situation to you, that perhaps they've in the early stages of starting an agency and they're having second thoughts. What would you say to those people based on your experience?
I would say to anyone, don't let it be some ego thing, you know, massaging your own ego, having loads of staff just for the sheer hell of having people. I think 95% of what we do in this industry can be outsourced or delegated. You know, work on your business, not in your business, because having stress and running about like a headless chicken is not good for anyone. So I think learning how to scale up properly without killing yourself is something I would always advocate, because it's not nice when you're sitting there and you know you're stressed out and stuff, you know. So I think anyone starting out, work on the business, not in the business. Find out about scaling up, find out about outsourcing and delegation, and really focus on that, because it really does help. And although I was very much, you know, self-admittedly a control freak, you have to let go, you have to trust other people. And I know that, you know, we've heard hundreds of horror stories of web designers stealing your SEO clients and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, you can put legal things in place, NDAs, all that kind of stuff to try and ease your mind. But I think you do have to let go and things will start to scale up and you'll be able to do a hell of a lot better and be stress-free.
And I would also imagine, because looking at the other side of it, because there probably are people who are looking to do what you did and effectively go more down the sort of, I'm trying to think of a good phrase, Craig, help me out here, single, your own person type route, is that probably a good way of putting it?
So
people that are looking to do that, obviously that's a bit of a change. What advice would you give them there?
I mean, it is a change. I would say it's the best change I've ever had in my life. You know, I think doing that and building yourself up as an authority in terms of, you know, exposure and everything else, money, everything else comes to people who are on the stage and you know, various other places. So I think building yourself up as an expert, I would say money-wise, everything else, it was massively successful. For me and still is to this day. Obviously, what you do, there are some downsides to it where people, you know, have a pop at you, and obviously that can seem as if it's a personal pop at you because you are the brand. Whereas if someone said, for example, such and such agency are garbage, you know, no one's sitting there at night, you know, worrying about it. It's just an agency. Whereas, you know, personally, you can take, you know, some stick, and everyone gets stick anyway, one way or another. So that is a tough side of it. But I think it's relatively easy to do, you know, get on the speaking circuit and stuff like that and, you know, really promote yourself. I was fortunate enough to get in with Semrush, and who promoted me in webinars, who got me involved in speaking at events and stuff like that. So I think if you are looking to do that, try and, you know, cling on to other people's, you know, bigger brands and stuff like that, and try and become friends with, you know, your Semrushes or your Ahrefs or whoever it may be. And I was quite lucky in that respect. But, you know, it's something I would always say, do it. I think for me personally, just a personal opinion, I think people would rather go for an expert rather than an agency. Just my personal opinion, and I know agency people will probably slam me for saying that, but in my experience, I think people want an expert rather than an agency. So I think it's definitely a good route to go down.
Yeah. You mentioned the speaking circuit, because I actually used to love speaking. I haven't spoken for a while, but it's so true. It's a bit like podcasting. Speaking can just really get you out there. You've spoken at Brighton SEO, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah. So definitely the speaker things. Well, listen, thanks so much for coming on. How can our listeners find out more about you, Craig?
So you can find me on my website, which is www.craigcampbellseo.com. You'll be able to find my Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn icons on there. And you'll probably, I mean, the best place to get me is probably Facebook. I'm more active on Facebook than anywhere else. So you'll be able to catch me on there if you put my name in. And always happy to give advice or tips or whatever it may be.
Well, Craig, thanks so much for coming on. And thanks for listening, everyone. The show notes will be in the usual place, which is sitevisibility.co.uk/IMpodcast. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a review so we know how we're doing. Questions and suggestions, the email is podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk. You can tweet at sitevisibility. We have a site visibility group on LinkedIn. So that's all from me, Andy. And it's all from Craig.
Thank you very much, Andy. It's been a pleasure.
And thanks for coming on, Craig. And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.